You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's the Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome in, everyone. Today is Thursday, April 11th. So glad you could join us here today as we have another full slate of sports to recap from yesterday and preview today as well. So let's jump right into it. The first story that I wanted to talk about today is the Shohei Ohtani gambling scandal, as a few more of the details have come out surrounding this. So Ohtani's interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, is now facing federal charges after allegedly stealing $16 million from Ohtani's bank accounts. So what he was doing was apparently identifying himself as Ohtani to the bank, authorizing these wire transfers, and that's how he was funding this apparent gambling addiction, is what it looks like to me. But what's crazy is the numbers that are associated with this. They're wild. So over the past 26 months, there were about 19,000 bets placed, which equals about 25 a day. And these were ranging from anywhere between $10 and $160,000, which is hilarious to me to be betting $10 on anything when you're also betting $160,000 on other things. But anyway, his winning bets totaled about $142 million, but his losing bets totaled about $183 million, resulting in him having losses of over $40 million, which is a pretty strong motive to steal $16 million from your client. But I personally find it a little bit hard to believe that Shohei didn't know about any of this over the past couple years, but not going to accuse him of anything until more of the details come out. But that's a lot of money over a lot of transactions, and so we'll figure out what his potential involvement was as the investigation continues. The one positive on his side is that the records didn't indicate that any of the bets were placed on baseball. So should it come out that he did have any involvement, that will help his case a little bit with the MLB in what his potential punishment would be. But like I said, no evidence so far pointing to any wrongdoing on his end. So don't want to accuse him of anything yet, but very curious to see how this story plays out in the coming weeks and months. But while we're on the topic of criminal charges, there was also an arrest warrant issued for Rashi Rice in his connection with the six-car crash that involved the rented Lamborghini that was in his name. His attorney did finally confirm that he was driving the Lamborghini, but that was initially unknown because Rice fled the scene after the accident and no one really knew what his involvement was, even though the name, or even though the car, excuse me, was under his name. So now he is facing eight charges, including aggravated assault. And I don't understand how this happens with these guys. I know they're young. I know they have money. I know they want to drive the expensive cars, but the risk is just not worth it to me. And, you know, not only could you injure yourself or your others when you're reckless like this, but we're seeing so many of these guys and they're getting DUIs and have these other car related issues. And a lot of them so young, you know, in college, Georgia's had a litany of issues, and these other guys in the NFL, and it's not just the NFL, it's the other leagues as well, but they have so much money. I mean, Rashi Rice makes over $1 million a year. He can definitely afford to get a driver. And I don't understand how that isn't more common amongst these athletes. They should never be catching a charge or be put in danger or putting other people's lives in danger. It blows my mind. So we'll see how this plays out for Rashi. I don't think he has any criminal history, so that should help him a little bit, I would think, in getting a more lenient punishment. But I just still don't understand how this happens. Just get a car, get a driver. I know it's fun, but it's not worth it. You have such a lucrative job. You make so much money. Do not throw it away. But anyway, that's enough of the negative headlines. I wanted to transition to something a little bit more positive. And that is that Iowa announced that they are going to retire Caitlin Clark's number. And I think this is a great move. A lot of times you see these teams and organizations, they wait until way after players are retired or have been gone. But we already know what her impact was at Iowa, all the records that she has, all the influence that she had getting them to two championships. and just the influence that she's had on the game as a whole as well. I mean, why not? You're going to retire it eventually. Might as well give her her flowers now. So I think this is actually a great move. And I have the same opinion on other sports like the Hall of Fame. You know, how come Tom Brady has to wait 5 years to retire? We know he's the greatest quarterback to ever play. Why make him wait 5 years to get into the Hall of Fame? Same with guys like LeBron in basketball. He's arguably the greatest player. He's at least top two. Why are we making him wait 5 years? Well, he's still playing, but we already know he's there. And we're going to make him wait 5 years until after he retires to get him in the Hall of Fame as well. It doesn't make much sense to me. The only time that I can think of recently that they kind of broke the rules per se was allowing Kobe in after his death. But yeah, anyway, I think this is a great move by Iowa. A great achievement for Caitlin Clark to have her number 22 up in the rafters. And you're already starting to see her influence take on the WNBA as well. So she's the expected number one pick in the upcoming WNBA draft. And the team with the first pick is Indiana. And they have already scheduled 36 of their 40 games to be on national television, just showing her impact already. And some of the other teams are starting to implement some changes as well. So they have a game against the Aces in July, and they've already moved that game to T-Mobile Arena so they can fit 6,000 more people in. And I think this is going to be a trend as Caitlin Clark continues to be one of the biggest attractions in American sports. So congrats to her. I did want to talk about some of the other sports from last night really quick. So in the MLB, we had a cool story where both of the Naylor brothers, Josh and Bo for the Guardians, hit home runs in the same inning on National Siblings Day, helping the Guardians complete a huge comeback as they were down 5-0 in this one. And they end up winning 7-6 in extras over the White Sox to improve to 9-3 on the season, which is good for first in the AL Central. And over in the NBA, we had a huge game between the Nuggets and the Timberwolves as the top two teams in the West. The Nuggets end up winning this one 116-107, largely due to Jokic having 41 points on 80% shooting. He also had 11 rebounds and 7 assists. In addition to that, Jamal Murray had 20 points and Michael Porter Jr. had 18 points and 8 rebounds to round out the Nuggets' big three. The Timberwolves fall to 55-25, and they are now tied with the Thunder for the 2 seed in the West. They do hold that tiebreaker, so we'll see if they can hold on over the remaining 2 games in the regular season. Looking ahead to tonight, we have another big game between the Pelicans and the Kings in terms of determining playoff seeding. The Pelicans are looking to hold on to the 6th seed and avoid the play-in tournament, and they have the Suns right on their tails, just a half game behind. And then the Kings are currently the 8th seed, but they're only a half game ahead of the Lakers and a game ahead of the Warriors, who are both trying to get into that top 8, which is a huge advantage in the play-in tournament. And today we also have the beginning of the most prestigious golf tournament in the world, the Masters. The 2022 winner, Scottie Scheffler, is the heavy favorite at plus 400. Some of the other favorites up there at the top are Rory McIlroy and last year's winner, John Rahm. Tiger will play in this one, but he is currently a long shot at plus 15,000 odds. But everyone loves Tiger. Everyone loves to see him win. So we'll see if he can put together a few good rounds and have himself in contention by the end of the weekend. And with that, we will wrap up today's edition of the Daily Dime. Thank you so much for listening. And if you would, please consider subscribing or following wherever you get your podcast. Thanks, y'all. Have a great day.